Revolut is now selling a token whose entire purpose is to hide what happens on a blockchain. Zama announced it on Monday. Revolut has published nothing. No newsroom post, no named executive on any official channel. One side of this partnership is doing the talking.
And Zama put the number on it themselves, on X. Zama is now live for Revolut's 70 million users. Their post opens by telling you where to look. The crypto tab. Somewhere between familiar tickers. Four letters you've never seen before. Charming. Also quite specific.
The science underneath is serious, though. Explain that part.
Fully homomorphic encryption. A computer does arithmetic on encrypted data without ever unlocking it. Idea dates to 1978. First working version from IBM's Craig Gentry in 2009, at a speed Zama describes as roughly a trillion times slower than normal computation. They've spent 6 years making it usable.
0.2 transactions a second, up to over 20.
On ordinary processors, with graphics cards expected by the end of 2026, a confidential transfer costs between 0.8 of a cent and 80 cents.
So, where does the regulator come in?
The token has two modes, a standard one and a confidential one the holder switches on. The EU's anti-money laundering regulation defines anonymity-enhancing coins as having built-in features to make transfer information anonymous, and the wording is either systematically or optionally. Article 79 bans firms from keeping such accounts from the 10th of July 2027.
Does that definitively catch this token?
No, that's for lawyers and supervisors, and Zama's own documents never mention the term. What we can say is the regulation and the token describe the same feature. Kraken already pulled Monero for European customers in October 2024, citing regulatory changes.
Revolut holds the banking license, 70 million customers, and never announced a listing. That decision arrives in July 2027.
Thanks for listening.
I was Alice. Glad someone finally read Article 225 properly.
I was Bob. Still unconvinced by an optional privacy setting. See you on the next one.